the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, and we are celebrating the sixth Sunday in a great Lent, and we are celebrating also today the healing of the blind man. And during this also, these days, we have to talk about something very important, that we are talking about when exactly the man came to Jesus Christ and he said, "Please, the Son of God, please help me and heal and open my eyes." And he said, "After I was blind, now I see. I was blind, but now I see." And exactly I wanted to do and I wanted to say the same words at this man. He came to Jesus Christ and he said that, "I please heal me." And I wanted to do the same also with Jesus Christ and saying, "Please God help me and open my eyes to see you." And after that and after all the journey, I will say, "I was blind and now, but now I am see." In the opening of the Gospel of St. John, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to the through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race." Again, "And the life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome." Maybe sometimes we are talking about the miracles and how God is great, and he opened the eyes of the blind man. But actually, the greatness of God is he's opening our eyes, our spiritual eyes. It's amazing to see God by our eyes, by our heart. During the Lent, it's exactly like it's a journey, and there is a train and a station, and we have two rails. One is fasting and one is prayer. And during the journey, this, like, we are now like 8 weeks, and we have the station, and every station is the Sundays, and we are talking about by the end of this, the last station is the repentance. During the journey, every time I'm meeting God with a different perspective. And today is a perspective of opening the eye of my heart. Listen to St. Paul when he said in Ephesians 1:18-19, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Like, he's trying to explain that maybe we have our eyes, yes, but the physical eyes, but actually the spiritual eyes is blinded. That's why I have to ask God, "Please help me to enlighten my heart, to enlighten my eyes, to open my eyes to see you with the right way." And continuing in Ephesians, "that may you know what is the hope of his calling, what are the righteous of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." When God is open my eyes, I will see him different. I will see him with a different way. I will see him, number one, as a father. I will see him a different, that he is a protector. I will see him a creator, a pantocrator. I will see him with different than the love, the unconditional love. The Greek language in this word, knowledge, or to know God, to know Him better, in the Greek language, it's totally different. Knowing, it's maybe a knowledge, to have like some knowledge about someone. But when we open in the Greek language, what the meaning of knowing Him better, we will see knowing Him deeply, personally, and intimately. As exactly in Job, he said, "My ears have heard you of you, but now my eyes have seen you." The blind man, he heard about Jesus Christ in the beginning. He heard, that's why he went to him and like, "Please, if you can help me, heal me." "Hey, the David, the son of God, the son of David, please help me." And he tried to ask him, but he heard about Jesus Christ, but he never see him. And when Jesus Christ, he met him later, he said, "You know, who did that for you?" And then, "I know, I heard about him, but I didn't see him." Say, he said, "I am who I am. I hope one day I open my eyes and see Jesus Christ in front of me." And he said, "I am who I am. I'm asking to see him. Not only in heaven, because I have to see him in first here on earth, and after that I will see him in heaven. So I will know him in heaven." Knowing God, three levels. First level is the level of experience. Like, I heard about him from experience. Some people like talk about you. Or a level of knowledge. Yeah. I come to the church, I heard Abuna, I heard some servants, I also many of sermons. I listened to many sermons. I heard about you. But the last and the amazing level is a level of wisdom, a level of knowing Him deeply, face to face with Him. Personally, I know you and who you are. And also you are revealing yourself to me every single day. And it's coming only when I close my door and stay with Him more and more. It's more close to God. It's more to know Him, more to receive blessing, more to be like God. When Moses stay for 40 days on the mountain, after that he descended, was like his face was shining. Only 40 days he stayed with God. "And I receive God," he said, "abide in me and I abide in you." Knowing God with a sweet prayer. Every time I look to God, look to God, I'm asking Him also to not only to reveal Himself to me, no, to be with me every single second, to be in my journey, to be with me in my journey in this life. Knowing God also, when I pray, I try to ask Him to open my eyes, as exactly the blind man said, "Open my eye." And not only the eyes, no, I wanted to open my heart to know you. When I'm reading His word, I have to see where is God and what is exactly the message that He is sending to me in this day. 24 hours, God is talking to me. And I reply on Him, as Father Matthew the Poor, he said, that I'm replying in my prayer to what God is talking to me during the 24 hours. So after the 24 hours, I have to understand what is the message during the day and how I will see, I saw Jesus Christ during the day. I can't pass the day without knowing where is God in the 24 hours. I can't end my day without knowing the message that God is sending to me during the day. And I have to ask myself, is God is the center of my life or is different? I will read for you a quote from St. Augustine. He said, "See yourself, do you love Jesus?" He's asking, "See yourself, do you love Jesus?" So if I ask anyone, I ask myself, do you love Jesus? I will say, first of all, the first glance, I would say, yes, I'm loving Jesus from my heart. So he replied, are you really busy with it, with him? Has your mind filled with his signs, words, promises to you? That is the soul that has been attached to its beloved Jesus, always abides in him without separation and speaks with him secretly in a fiery heart talk. Not everyone who clings to the Lord has become one with him spiritually. He's referring to First Corinthians. He's asking the people at the time, do you love Jesus? Yes, I'm loving Jesus from my heart, but how do you love him? You are thinking about him all the day. You are thinking about his promises. You are thinking about his word. His name in my tongue, in my heart, in my eyes. I see him all the day. I see the people in front of me exactly as Jesus in front of me. I see the face of Jesus on all the people. Or sometimes I'm hating some people, or I don't like these people. I have to understand exactly how I love him. The problem is that I have sometimes a blindness. And this is exactly, we can say, the spiritual blindness. During these days, and where what we are facing, the problem of the COVID-19, and everyone now is staying at home. And then a lot of people say, like, okay, this is a problem, but it's a big problem now, and we have to stay. And they said, you know why? The world now is bad. That's why God allowed to have this to the world. Okay. But can I look to myself and first, not to the world? I have to look to myself. What is the message that I got it from God during these days? Why I can't see Jesus in all these troubles during these days? Why I have no peace in my heart? It's due to the blindness, a spiritual blindness. And let's go to the story for today, and let's see how the people around Jesus Christ are blind. Not the man who are like born blind. No, actually the other people. Number one, the disciple, they said, and his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that works of God should be revealed in him. Exactly, I'm doing. Like, do you think that God gave all this disease and this virus to the world because the world now is bad? So Jesus Christ said, can you look to yourself in first? Exactly. Why I'm looking to the world? I'm not changing the world. I'm changing myself in first. And maybe from my side, if the world see me, see the light inside me, they will repent and go back to God. So that's why exactly, like, they ignore the first disease to make me blind is the ignorance of the message of God to me. And I try to find the message to the people, but I'm not taking this message to me, to myself. And it's totally blindness. If the message is coming to me during the day and said, Habibi, this is a message to you. Stay, come to me, come back to me and repent. Come to my Balaam again. Pray more and more. Pray to yourself, to your family, to the church. Pray also to the world. Ignoring the presence of God and ignoring the message make me, and ignoring to listen to the word of God. That's why this is what I said. Sometimes I can't hear the message because I'm not ready to receive the message. And to be ready to receive the message, I have to open my heart and ask God to enlighten my eyes. Jonah, he received the word of God and he ignored it. Go to Nineveh. He said, no, I will ignore your word. Sometimes I hear the voice of God, but I'm ignoring to what is the message. The second point which make me blind, it's a pride. The Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man Jesus is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. One of the main obstacles to not make me, like, I can't see God through this obstacle is actually a pride, like the Pharisees. The first one is ignoring the message. I'm not ready to receive it. And I always see the message to the people, not seeing myself. I'm not going to myself and I'm staying with myself to see what God is talking, how God is talking to me, what is the message. The second one is I'm pride. I'm very good. I have nothing. I'm always give the instructions. I'm always give advice to the people, but I'm not also see myself that I am poor. That's exactly the message to the angel of Laodicea. He said, like, you think that you are very rich, but you are very poor. So one of them also, of the point that make me blind, the pride. And Jonah also too. Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? And I don't know, actually, sometimes we are hiding ourselves because I think I'm good. I have nothing. You know what? The problem is, there is other people had a problem, not myself. I'm good. I'm Christian. I'm coming to the church. I'm always praying. Everything is good in my life. And this is the pride. You are poor. One of the main messages that I have also to receive today from the blindness, or from the spiritual blindness, or the man born blind, wasn't the man who was blind, not the Pharisees, because they can't see Jesus Christ. They didn't accept him because they have a pride inside. They see everyone is bad, and I am the good. And at this time, even I can't confess my sins. Because I'm good. How I can go and repent and confess I'm good? I have nothing. And the third point is a fear. Where are the parents? We know he is our son, the parents answered. And we know he was born blind, but how he can see now, or how open his eyes, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age. And they are fear, because they are fear from the other people, the Pharisees. And the fear, why I'm not revealing the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ to the people now? No, the people doesn't worry, don't like now, like to talk about God, about Jesus. This is like, we have a catastrophe sometimes, but we can't talk about that. Hide yourself, don't do the cross in front of the people. It's a fear. And when I'm afraid to reveal his name, I can't see him. I can't see him anymore. So how I can remove and how I can see God during the day? I have to open the word of God. I have to obey. I have to clean my heart. First of all, I have to clean. If I have, for example, some issues inside my heart, I can't love the people, I have any sin, first of all, I have to go to repent and confess my sins too. And after that, I will remove all the blindness from my heart or from my eyes. That's why every time we talk to God saying, God, please help me. And exactly, if you heard today the pollen, he said, if you wanted to really need, wanted to be, to open your eyes, you open your heart to see God, he said, but now you yourself are to put off all these. So first of all, I have to put off all these to see God. The anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. Also, he said, if you want to open your eyes, to ask God to open your eyes and to see him, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgive you, so you also must do. But above all this, think all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So, actually, if I wanted to ask God to open my eyes, I have to go to Colossians 3, verse 5 to 17, and read it. And read it by from the heart. If I wanted to open my eyes, I have to read this part again. Remove all the sins from my heart. And I have to, as he said, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and the best things, it's love each one. God give us in these days to open our eyes, also to see him as he give the lightness to the blind man. Also, we ask God to give us in these days also to the light, to see Jesus Christ in our life and every second in our life, and to bless every family from this church and also from all the world. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, from essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then gosh de vol chait henti anastasi senteni ref mot den bion chente piones neio amin.
Προσευχήστος
εις μου ερήνην πόρ.